Real Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
It is the Monica J. Show, and it may be a groovy Tuesday, but it is definitely a smoky Tuesday as well. And you can start hearing in people's voices. I thought my voice was just getting raw from all the screaming on Saturday for our president, but no, it's definitely the smoke that is tearing this up. So let's ask a question about these fires, because I'm getting a little upset about people misleading you and me. All right. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk is live and local talk, but for your written experience, you can log on to 991fmtalk.com and answer today's poll question. How many of the current fires across the U.S. do you think have been started by the radical left? Okay. You got four options there. None, a few, half or all. Now, I participated in the poll, and a number of people already have as well. I thought this was very interesting since we loaded it this morning. 46% of those participating so far feel that half of these fires are being started. 21%, which I do disagree with, say all, because we have seen evidence that some of them have been nature started. 27% say a few. And then, unfortunately, we do have some people out there at 5% who believe that none of them have been started by the radical left, even though we have people in custody and charged with arson associated with BLM, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa in Washington, Oregon, and California. So somebody's got their eyes closed. Could be because of the smoke getting in there, but half, you know, the more people that are arrested, the more pictures that you see of these fires. Had an aerial of one photo of one fire the other day. It was in a complete circle. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty sure that Mother Nature does not start fires in circles. That's somebody with a torch going boop, 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 boop. Yeah. Just like the pictures that I put on social media, the video that was captured of somebody who was out doing their civic duty, who just happened to come across a fire. He and his partner were able to go out and stamp it out and get it out. And then they noticed another one, were videotaping and actually caught the person in silhouette with one of those handheld torches starting fires. So I hate to tell you this, but there has also been a few people arrested for going into neighborhoods. Yeah. Neighborhoods. If we needed neighborhood watch at any time, more than ever is right now. Just to add to the story, don't mean to upset you or anything like that, but a man was arrested and caught red-handed firebombing a Republican headquarters. Yeah. Republican headquarters. All on video. Gotta love those security videos. This is in La Quinta. Unbelievable. Now, he was arrested and charged with arson in the firebombing of the East Valley Republican Women's Federated Office in La Quinta, California, a Palm Desert man. This was back on May 31st. But the story is being published on September 11th, at least the one that I'm getting. All I am begging of you, all I am asking of you, is to keep your eyes open. People are tired of all of this smoke. Well, guess what? It's not the smoke that you should be worried about. So log on for our poll question today, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. How many of the current fires across the U.S. do you think have been started by the radical left? BLM, Antifa, so on. And it's very interesting because I've seen a number of these people who are, you know, and actually I posted something on Facebook. There was a post that was put out by Antifa, one of the chapters of Antifa, and they were encouraging people to do this. If you don't think that Antifa isn't controlled and coordinated, the media really has brainwashed you. Totally brainwashed you. We have a lot of unspoiled acreage here in Northern Nevada. We have firefighters who are working in California. Who's to say it's not going to come here? I put a post the other day on social media that, hey, just in case. Of course, 100% you leave it to the professionals, but if you see something, definitely say something. But also, if you see something that is small, like these gentlemen that I was just talking about, if you can help in any way, maybe start carrying a small fire extinguisher in your car with you. Because you could be the difference between complete and utter destruction of Nevada, even in residential neighborhoods. They're taking it to the streets. And you have to be ready. You have to be prepared. It's coming down to everything. Education, taxes, everything that we believe in is completely at stake right now. Thanks to, you know, and I think I have to compare it to Islam, okay? Because there are believers of Islam that get in and they practice with a love of others. Of course, if you really look into it, that's just a falsehood, but I don't know. That's not for me. Everybody has their own choices to make. So there is a side of that that is called radical. Okay, so that's the term that we need to use. There are radical Christians, there are radical Jews, there are radical Muslims, there are radical left, and there are extreme right wingers. And what people have to understand is those numbers are so small In the comparison of humanity, of people who just believe in God and believe in human beings and our rights as human beings, I hope you're getting tired of all this. Because if you think that you're just going to live your life and not be affected by all of this garbage that is going on around us, you are sorely mistaken. Sorely mistaken. You need to get involved. You need to be prepared. You need to prepare your kids, your other family members. Whether they agree with you about Trump or about Biden or about politics, this is bigger than just an election. This is domination to the extreme. Domination of the world. Remember that thing that Hitler was trying to do and others before him? And others after him. People evolve, even criminals and evil people. They learn. They do tests. Well, let's release a virus and shut everybody down. Let's see who reacts, who complies, who doesn't. And then we'll go on from there. We'll work to see how we can make it better next time. What do we need to put into legislation that will give us ultimate control in an emergency? Because you might have noticed that there is one judge standing up in Ohio and telling the Cleveland mayor that, yeah, no, what you're doing is unconstitutional. Lift the mandates. Too bad they couldn't have filed that on the entirety of the United States. But no, they're just worried about their own community. Because that's what we're going to need. We need the courts in here. We need the courts. All right. We've got some interesting stuff to get onto. We're going to open up the phone lines, talk and text lines at 884-9910. And when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about how you are going to be stuck with finding $1.5 billion for regional transportation funding around Tahoe. And I hate to tell you this because I was telling people this at the rally, actually, on Saturday, preparing people, as I do, for what's to come, about fees to drive around Tahoe. And they're like, no, no way. They can't do that. This has been in the works since summer of last year. But once again, people don't pay attention to what's going on around them. So we're going to shed a little light on the One Tahoe Project right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order.
On FM Talk 99.1, KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
And it's time to share them on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Happy Tuesday to you. Happy Smoky Tuesday. Get through it the best way you can. Of course, kids at home today, once again, because of the smoke. Oh, whatever they can do to keep us in our homes. Just incredible. Just incredible. Quick text here from a listener. Don't watch what the left says. Watch what the left does. That is very important. Coming up today, after 10:30, we'll have a special guest. Jeff Church is going to join us. And then also at 11, we have a special guest who is going to bring us a brand new movie. And because he doesn't want to release it in theaters, it's going to be online. And it is something that you need to check out. Yep. It's Climate Hustle 2. Already got Climate Hustle 2 coming up. Climate Hustle, which was number one at the box office in America for a one-night showing in 2016. Taking it further. Yeah. Craig Rucker, he's going to be joining us. So be listening for that after 11. And Jeff Church to expound on what's going on with the Washoe County School District. Just appointing someone for Scott Kelly's seat. Yeah, just appointing someone for Scott Kelly's seat, and I guess the election will still go on. Thank goodness. Thank you. Somebody just texted this to me so I could give you a little bit more detail. Scarsdale, New York, Antifa. This was a post that they put out on Twitter. I'm going to have to go follow these guys now. We and other chapters of Antifa around Oregon have collaborated to ignite fires around the state to draw attention to the hashtag climate emergency. Now, if we were having a true climate emergency, would people need to go out and start fires? No. That's called arson. They're also using the hashtags Antifa fires and hashtag Antifa riots and hashtag climate emergency. So, welcome to the new world of protesting. I've said it before and I will say it again. The left, supporters of Biden, the Democrat, the radicals, whatever you want, will do anything to take control of this country back. And that includes burning it down. So, quick text, OMG just aired a Biden ad. Who's in charge of your ad sales? I hate to tell you this, folks, but it is illegal for us to deny political advertising to any group. Anybody can advertise on this station, and that includes Biden. That includes all the Democrats who will be running for the Senate and Assembly here. I'm sorry if you disagree with it, but don't vote for the man. But just like any other crappy commercial out there that you disagree with, we still have to air by law when it comes to politicals. Sorry. But, you know, at least you get to hear his lies firsthand. Wow. And then we can counterbalance it by letting people know what a do-nothing. You know, why is all of this stuff Trump's fault when he's only been in office for 3.5 years? You got to wonder. Biden's been in there for almost 50. As one of the biggest racists, one of the biggest KKK supporters, and yet his past doesn't seem to matter. But we all know the man has dementia so bad that they have to keep him out of the public. I can't wait for all the viewing parties to be scheduled for the debates, because I would almost be willing to put money on it that debate is not going to happen. Or after the first or second question, he's going to fake a stroke and become a national sympathy victim. Oh, the poor man had a stroke. Oh my gosh. Oh, let's get somebody else in there for him. Yeah. I can't believe that that people are actually buying into all this. I just, it's so amazing. Okay, so even I forget myself, and the fire thing was yesterday's poll question. Yesterday's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. How many of the current fires across the U.S. have been started by the radical left? Well, 5% say none, 27% say a few, 48% say half, 20% say all. Today's question, actually, I forgot about, was who do you trust when it comes to information about COVID-19? Dr. Fauci? Your own doctor? The media? Social media? COVID-19 whistleblowers? Well, that's today's question at 991fmtalk.com. And we'll have more about those COVID whistleblowers, especially one who escaped China. We'll have that coming up in the next half hour, along with Jeff Church, after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now, 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this definite smoky one. Boy, we need some breeze in here to just kind of blow this out. Not to, you know, worsen the fires, but to get us some clean air in here. Of course, I have a feeling that's going to be a while before we see that. I know I told you I was going to tell you about Tahoe, but I keep moving on to just you schedule things and it goes crazy. So here's what I'm going to tell you. Log into your DuckDuckGo or your Bing or anything like that and check out the One Tahoe Project. That just sounds like a liberal group, doesn't it? Just search One Tahoe Project and you're going to see what is going on. This was a team that was evaluating 27 proposed solutions to address a $1.53 billion shortfall in regional transportation funding. Well, let me tell you, if you have a $1.3 billion shortfall, somebody at the Tahoe Transportation District needs to be fired. Whoever is in charge of doing the forecasting, you are not doing a good job and might want to find another profession if you've got a $1.5 billion shortfall. You can't tell me that's because of COVID, because this shortfall was being talked about in September of last year before all this BS started. And I don't see where we should be having a shortfall. People haven't been able to be on the roads in Tahoe, and yet we've all been still paying taxes. Ugh. Don't get me started. All right, we will come back to that. But right now, though, I want to get Jeff Church on the line, who is running for the Washoe County School District School Board of Trustees. Jeff Church, thank you so much for joining me today.
Good morning, Monica.
So you sent me an email last night, and you nailed it. You really nailed it. You predicted that the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees was going to just nominate or appoint Lisa Ganassi to the board. And here they are. They're doing it.
It looks that way. We'll find out September 22nd, but maybe I'm psychic or psychotic, but that's my prediction.
Now, wasn't she on the ballot?
Yes, she lost, and they won't even consider me. Now, for people that don't know, I'm running against Scott Kelly, who resigned from the board. So I'm the logical choice to hit the ground running. There's only like 4 meetings till the election. And so put me on, let me get up to snuff and hit the ground running. But they won't even consider me. And I mean, they're supposed to have a hearing on September 22nd, and they won't even consider me to be on the board already.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
And here's the funny part, Monica. They said whoever they select, they'll be appointed and seated that day. Well, since there's no requirement that the candidates be present, how do they know they're going to seat that candidate unless they already know?
Yeah, this is out. The applicants all applicants are invited to the September 22nd meeting. The newly selected trustee will take the oath of office and begin service at the September 22nd meeting, the Board of Trustees. And it will expire, so you're going to go the whole time until January 3rd. It just shows the spite that they have for the public in Washoe County and for the voters, really. I mean, if they're willing to take somebody who wasn't even, you know, in the top two of candidates from the primary, that really is a slap in your face, Jeff.
It really is, because, I mean, again, Scott Kelly resigned in disgrace. He's still on the ballot. They can't change it. So I think it's pretty obvious that the public's going to select me. I mean, unless a miracle happens and something, you know, but it's Scott Kelly or I. It's not this Lisa gal. So why don't they let me hit the ground running, get up to stuff, and save the taxpayer a lot of money? And Monica, here's the catch. Nevada revised statute and their own policy requires that every employee and every representative have a complete background check and fingerprinting before they get selected for anything. Well, how can they seat them that day with no background check?
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting to bring up. Jeff, how do you fix a system like this? I mean, your credentials are fantastic for being a part of a school board. You've been an educator. You've been in law enforcement. You've been in the military. And you haven't just been in those. You have retired from those. You know, yes. It's not just like you were in and you got out so you could say you were in the military. You retired from the military and you moved on to other things.
Yes, and you alluded to the fact that my opponent claims he's a guardsman, and he's not. In writing on his flyer, says National Guardsman, and he's not. Yeah, I'm a retired lieutenant colonel. I don't claim to be a current Air Force lieutenant colonel. I'm retired, proudly. And I think I bring a lot to the table, but it's going to be an uphill battle. We're really going to have to move that battleship in another direction because it is dysfunctional at the school district.
Well, and so many parents are upset with the curriculums like the SHARE program and just the whole move towards the Black Lives Matter curriculum. We're going to see more of that. And people need to know that it's not just you. Matthew Moniz is, mm-hmm. Montese is running as well. And there's a third candidate. You know,
Craig
you,
Wester. Mm-hmm.
You have to know. And these are the conservatives. The left also has their people running. So these are the people that you need to know. What have you gotten to know about Craig and about Matthew along this journey?
Yeah, we work together. They're definitely the best choices, depending on the district that you're voting in. There's actually an overlap with Craig Wester and I. He's a lieutenant colonel as well from the Guard Air Force. So, yeah. A good person. He's a moderate. He's not as conservative probably as I am, but good person. We've talked many times and would be an asset on the board. So we really need to turn it around. Monica, we're last in the nation. We have to do something. And we've also got a fiscal crisis. So we've got to deal with it. It's going to take some backbone.
What do you think about the distance learning that is going on right now between these fires and COVID, supposedly?
You know, we don't want them back in class with the between the smoke and the COVID and everything, although it should be their option, and it is. But the distance learning is a failure. I mean, come on, it's just not working. We've lost a year. And part of the problem is, you can't get rid of bad teachers. A lot of these teachers don't want to go back to work. The school district is so dysfunctional that it's really, there's so many issues, Monica. I wish I had a couple hours, but I know your listeners don't want to hear all the weeds of it, but it's really
They can read about it. How can they get their hands on the Washoe Schools Examiner?
Just email me. My website is watchdogjeff.com. That's no accident because I am the watchdog of the school district. So watchdogjeff.com. Get a hold of me through that. I'll send them a copy of our newspaper, and you can read all about it on the website. And we can do this. I mean, I honestly believe, Monica, we can do this. I really care. I care about the at-risk kids. I care about just improving the quality. And maybe we'll kick Mississippi's rear end next year and be second to last instead of last.
You know,
but we've got to do better.
We have to. And I think even parents on the left are figuring this out. And what they're doing is just done. We can't have that anymore. So people need to understand the judges, the school district trustees, you know, these are the positions that you need to know who the people are and not just let the cronies, you know, tell you, hey, oh, yeah, we need to get this person in there and this person. No, we need people who are going to make change for the better. Jeff, thank
Absolutely.
You so much
give them a chance.
Exactly. Thank you so much for joining us today and bringing this to us, our attention for the school board meeting on the 22nd. I greatly appreciate it. And good luck to you because I know you'll be there.
All right. Thank you.
If you have any concerns about who the school district is just going to appoint to fill that seat, maybe you should go to the meetings too. Go and support Jeff and Matthew and Craig and get these conservative voices in there because the money is your money is not being spent on your kids. It's not. It's being spent in administration. It's being spent in schools that are shut down. So it's mind-boggling how far we're letting all of this go. All right, we'll be back after this quick break here, and I'll bring you some more interesting stuff, and we'll get into that Tahoe, the new Tahoe taxes. But it's not just for Tahoe. It's for anybody who wants to visit our gem, our Alpine Lake. It's going to cost you now. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today on this smoky Tuesday. Everybody's voice taking a little bit of effect to it. Answer today's poll question. I'd love to hear from you at 991fmtalk.com. So many questionable sources out there. Me, the CDC, Dr. Fauci, the doctors that protested on Capitol Hill, the ones who are saying that the COVID-19 coronavirus is going to wipe out the world. And then there are people like me who say, you've had the wool pulled over your eyes. So log on to 991fmtalk.com for today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And that is today, who do you trust? Who do you trust? Do you trust the information from Dr. Fauci? Do you trust the information from your own doctor? From social media? COVID-19 whistleblowers? Go ahead and vote. I'd love to hear from you. So far, 75% of those participating in the poll say COVID-19 whistleblowers. 12% are saying their own doctor. Nobody has voted for social media yet. 12% voting for Dr. Fauci. So if you are voting for Dr. Fauci, please check out his history with the AIDS vaccine. There are a lot of vaccines out there. A lot of vaccines. And they don't seem to cure anything. And a lot of them seem to also cause not only detrimental conditions to young and old, but even death. And I tell you, you better watch out and who you trust. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Lynn this morning. Hi, Lynn. Thanks for calling the program.
Well, thank you, Monica. I'm calling to tell you thank you so much for being that voice on the wall that's shouting out to everyone. The rally, the peaceful protest was fantastic. And I have to tell you, when I stood out there in that pasture and saw the dust on my feet and those horse apples everywhere, and I looked in everyone's face and saw the love and the strength, America has true grit, and we're going for it, baby, and we're going to win. Thank you, volunteers. Thank you, Monica. God bless.
Lynn, God bless you, too, and thank you for being out there and participating. You know, that's the thing is, I don't care what people tell you. People are enthusiastic about reelecting Trump, whether the left likes it or not. And obviously they don't, because we wouldn't be going through all of the things that we are going through right now. And to think that our elected representatives have other things to do. There are still hundreds of thousands of people without work. Unemployment is still messed up. Main Street is still shut down. And yet, they did get some business done yesterday. Yeah. Senator Mitch McConnell, quote, I ask unanimous consent the Senate proceed the consideration of Senate Resolution 688 submitted earlier today. Senator Rick Scott, the clerk, will report. Clerk, Senate Resolution 688 designating September 25th, 2020 as National Lobster Day. Yeah. Anything that could affect your life, to better your life, to improve it. I don't know. That doesn't seem to be the big concern. But at least now we know that September 25th is National Lobster Day. Really? Sorry about that. I had to clear my throat. Didn't want to do it in your ear, so I disappeared for a minute. But if you want to check out a great article, then check out lourockwell.com. This one's from Bill Sardi, and it was published today. And man, I like his style. Entitled, Dead Lives Matter. DLM, Dead Lives Matter. Stop calling it a global pandemic. It's an international crime. That's right. The spread of the COVID-19 coronavirus is not a pandemic. It is the biggest crime in human history since Cain and Abel. Yep. Reducing the human population at somebody else's will. Blaming climate change. Blaming you and me for what's going on. Quick text to me. COVID-19 will go away like friggin' magic after the elections. Then we will reactivate when the left needs it. You know what? I don't think it's going to go away after the elections now. I think they're going to keep hammering it. Because it's about global domination. It's not about just the United States. It's about the takeover of everything. You just need to figure out where you stand on the issue. I know where Craig Rucker stands on the issue, and he is our very special guest to talk about the movie Climate Hustle 2 right after this Fox News brief here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.